Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 4th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy New Year, everybody. And thanks for tuning in, whether you are joining me live or at some other time. I appreciate you, and I do genuinely wish for you, hope for you, pray for you to have a happy new year, your best yet, I hope. I know I'm looking forward to a grand year myself. It's been several months since I've done a live BTR broadcast for several reasons, and I won't get into all of them, but, you know, I faced some tough stuff in 2015, and, wow, when ish gets that deep and real, it's definitely a cause for pause. So I decided to extricate myself from some things because I've grown to be a wise enough woman and know that taking care of myself in so many ways, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of that, that's foremost when trauma hits. It's absolutely necessary. So I'm still catching my breath from it all and still catching up with myself too. But, you know, as they say, it's all good. So God really has given me more strength than I knew I could even pray for. So I confess, I am blessed, and this year will be overloaded with his benefits toward me. Yes, yes, yes. Well, on with the show. Again, I'm glad you tuned in. Did you make a list of resolutions for 2016? If you did, I hope you got them in your hand. You know, I have been overhearing so many people say that they don't believe in resolutions anymore. Go figure. Well, I'm someone who does. If the start of the year is your inspiration for setting goals, then so do it and so be it, I say. Well, my good sister friend and my radio BFF, the superstar RRR, I like to call her because of her many talents, TV host Cassandra McShepherd is joining me today for a regular segment we do the first Monday of each month that I've titled Master Your Mindset Monday. Why, you ask? Well, because the mind is a powerful thing, and it can take you every place you can imagine. Yes. So our goal is to inspire powerful, positive thinking that will motivate and empower you to think in ways that bring you optimal results. Today, we're going to be discussing 5 steps to a renewable, redoable, reusable year. Doesn't that sound great? How's that sound to you, Cassandra?
It sounds fabulous, Silver, and Happy New Year. I am thankful and very humbled to be starting this year off with you in this way. This is, it's becoming a thing that we do now, it seems, and it is a good thing. So, yes, I'm all ready to start and renew and redo and all those other oohs that you said.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've been stirring up some chat for quite a few years now, and there's no reason to stop. So anyway, I said a lot of renew and redo and reu and all of that. And all of that encompasses for a lot of people a lot of different things. You know, it just depends on where they are. I'm sure some people are looking at that list and thinking, this looks like the one I had from last year. So that would be redoable. Some of it's renewable. Whatever it is, it's reusable because it's all about you reordering, reorganizing, reviewing, whatever you need to do for 2016. We're going to share a few steps with you that we hope will encourage you to reach every goal that you have set for yourself. And to make it real easy for you, we've created an acronym, STEPS, 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 STEPS. For 2016, 5 steps to a renewable, redoable, reusable you. So the first one is, whatever it is, say it like you mean it. And why do I say that? Well, because oftentimes when we set a goal, we kind of, you know, we're not really as confident as we could be about getting there. We may even write it down kind of half-heartedly or have it in our mind in a way that seems kind of non-committal. Or you just say to yourself, you know, well, I'll see. And, you know, I'll try and I'll see what happens. Well, chances are you might drop the ball. And some of you probably already know since January 1st or December 31st when you set that goal, you may have already done that, but that's okay. You can pick up the ball and get started all over again. But whatever it is, say it like you mean it. And, you know, as I thought about that today, I thought, you know what, when are we at that place most often? When we want to be convincing or when we're really trying to get a point across, you go to that mirror and look at yourself and you tell yourself exactly what your intention is with that goal. Say it to yourself like you mean it, and you can even go ahead and give yourself a high five in the mirror or whatever else you can do that helps affirm that you're going to get that done. What say you, Cassandra?
I think that that is a very important first step, Silver. And basically because words are things, words are incredibly powerful things. They're tools that we have, the best tool that we have to tell our mind, our psyche, our subconscious to connect with spirit and put our intentions out in the world. But words that we say, we hear, and most of us have a sense or a desire for a sense of personal integrity. Now, we don't always honor our words with ourselves, but it is important to state it, and as you said, with intention, like you mean it, not I might, well, I would if I could, well, it would be nice if I, none of that. Say what you mean, like you mean it. It's a really wonderful thing. It's personal. No one has to hear you. You don't have to tell anybody what you've said, but you will hear you. And as I said, words are very powerful, creative things.
Very well said, Cassandra. And our next letter, T, take all roads leading to it. Well, if you're going to do something, you got to take certain pathways to get there. All paths do not lead to whatever that goal may be. And again, they have to be constructed. They have to be accurate. So you want to decide what are those things that are going to help you to empower yourself to actually achieve what it is that you have said that you're going to do. One of the things I do, well, several things I do when I have a goal in mind or I'm trying to work towards some type of development of sorts, I listen to CDs. I love motivational CDs, and I love what they do for your spirit and for your head and what they actually compel you to do with your life. So whatever it is, it doesn't have to be motivation. Whatever it is that you have decided, maybe you want to open up a business, or maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you want to start a class of some sort. It really doesn't matter what it is, but take all roads leading to it. If it's watching videos, for instance, or join a group, whether it's online or what may even be more fun is an actual group with people in it where you can interact and share some of the same challenges and successes at the same time. But there are also, if you can't get out to do that, there are also a multitude of organizations on Facebook and other online communities and things like that that you can get involved in that will actually help you get where you want to go, because you'll be interacting with like-minded people with the same goal, with the same purpose. Also can get questions answered. You can also, again, face the same obstacles, challenges together, and some people can get your questions answered and help you get over the hump or through the challenge or the difficulty or whatever, because we know that most goals don't come to us real easy. So it's really great to take all roads leading to it, whatever they may be. You know, that whole search engine thing that we got is just amazing. You can ask it any kind of question. You don't have to be politically correct. Whatever you think you're trying to find out about roads leading to it, just put that question in that search engine and you'll be pleasantly surprised at the feedback you can get. Cassandra?
That is such a good point. That is such a good point. And I would like to say, as you say, take all roads. That could feel, for someone with an idea and not a clue, a little daunting. I would like to offer or challenge that people make a step every day. So even if it's a small step, if you are taking all roads or exhausting all options. What we're still talking about is what makes sense to an individual, because what you would do and what I would do are different. What would make sense to you wouldn't necessarily register to me. But if I am committed to do a thing or to have change, to make change happen, then it's not a bad thing to commit yourself to a small step, and maybe every day is a bit much, to a week, and write it down. And that way, again, the beauty in that is it might be a little slow, but it is sure, and you are moving from where you were.
Exactly, exactly. Our next letter in steps is E, engage in everything you can related to it. You know, one of my favorite Facebook engagements is Black Women Do Workout. I love seeing their posts come through my feed. I don't even have to ever click on their page because it comes through frequently, and it shows the most inspiring pictures of women of all ages who are making their endeavor to stay fit and healthy or lose weight and get there. I love it. So I'm just excited when I see those posts come through. Well, I mentioned social media for a couple of reasons. If you connect to the right types of pages, you're going to see those reminders come through frequently. So I'm connected to a lot of women's empowering women's groups, things that provide me inspiration on a daily basis. It send me messages to say inspired and, you know, go for it and get it done and you can make it happen, all of those kinds of things. So it is really important to engage in everything you can related to it. Again, if it's business things, there are countless business pages that offer help and direction in social media that will just give you things that you don't have to leave home for, that you don't have to pay money for, that you can learn from. The thing that comes to mind to say in regard to this is don't look for shortcuts and short steps in getting things done. You have to keep your head informed about things. You have to get in the know. You have to create a knowledge base inside yourself oftentimes, even if it's something as simple as, well, I won't say simple, but something like changing your eating habits. You have to have new information to get your head right about all of that stuff. So connect and engage in those types of pages that are so readily available on social media.
You know, often we say and are all familiar with the saying, guilty by association. But you can also be blessed by association, be knowledgeable by association, be motivated by association, be informed. And all of that happens when you do engage. And so, yes, I think that's an excellent step.
Yes, for sure. Well, the next letter, we've done S, and say it like you mean it. T, take all roads leading to it. E, engage in everything you can related to it. And P, pay attention to the process. Truly pay attention to the process and the progress. And here's the thing. You got to create some check-ins for yourself. And what I mean by that, if we're going to make ourselves accountable to achieving a goal, it's one thing to say it like you mean it and take steps and all of that in the right direction. But if you don't create some accountability for yourself, and by that I mean, okay, it's January 4th. I don't know what you said you're going to do. Something wonderful, I'm sure. But where have you created your first check-in to say, am I doing this? Am I making some progress with this process? Whatever it is, you determine. If it's a lofty goal for the year, then you may want to give yourself a 3-month check-in. If it's something like losing weight, then I think middle of the month, you know, have you lost a pound or two by January 15th? So I'm suggesting that you create check-ins 15 days in, 30 days in, 45 days in, 6 months in, whatever you think or engaging in and talking with other people maybe help you set those particular check-ins. But you have to have them because it makes you accountable and it makes you want to be sure you have done something by the time that date rolls around. It makes you very accountable to yourself. And I also think it makes you feel more confident about each of those steps that you're taking every day. And here's the other thing. If you're not making any progress, then you're going to have to review the process because maybe it's not the right one. Maybe you didn't pick the right thing. Maybe you said to yourself you're going to lose 50 pounds by January 30th. Well, probably not the best type of goal to set. Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So you have to maybe review your process to see if it really did make sense out of the gate, you know, to see if what you decided for yourself, it has been laid out for yourself in doable steps. You have to review. You have to review the process. If you see that you have made even minimal progress, give yourself a real big yay, be excited. Don't tell yourself, I thought I'd be further along and, you know, I wish this had happened instead. If you've made any degree of progress, be excited. See if you do need to redo anything. But by all means, that's a great indication for you to proceed.
Absolutely. It is important to pay attention to, as you say, the process as well as the progress. And also, as you are attempting to do a thing, I think that this is equally an internal work because there's a lot of information. As you talked about typing something into a search engine, Google is my favorite. Before you're finished typing, they rush to the fore with all sorts of, do you mean this? Do you mean this? What about this? What about that? But I think about what I do. But when it comes to making change that's real and lasting, it's really got to be tailored and designed to the individual. And no one knows you like you know you. So that must be taken under consideration also. There are any number of roads that will lead you from where you are and get you to a better place or a different place or a more enlightened, more successful place. But the one that's going to work is the one that you will work.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, we've got one more S, but one more letter in steps, and that is the last S. But before we do that, I want to talk to you, Superstar RRR, because I know you have created a journey for yourself, and it's a biggie in the minds of a lot of people when they come into a new year. It's, again, that point where they say, this is the year I'm going to do it. But I know you have embarked on a journey, and can you share that with the audience?
I certainly can, and it has to do with weight loss overall, but more importantly, with really regaining myself. I look in the mirror and I realize I'm not nearly as cute as I could be, not nearly. And didn't just began to feel that way, actually felt really trapped inside of this lie that I was telling for quite some time. I don't know exactly what it was, but I know that enabled me to start. But I know that, I should say start for real, because I had many false starts, as many people do, where I said, okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go on a cleanse. I didn't fast. I'm not that kind of girl. I'm going to work out more. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then after a short period of time, with not grand results, I would fail and then fall into a bucket of popcorn and call it a day. And a day then turned into a year and so on and so forth. But on November 1st, I just had another birthday. And on November 1st, I ripped the Band-Aid off and I got on the scale. And I was horrified because I had no idea that so much weight had crept on since March. Now, I was probably the only one that didn't know. Since I do a TV show, people are looking at me every day. But I didn't have a clue. And so I promised myself, and it was really difficult to see that much weight staring back at me, mocking me. But I promised myself, you know what? You're going to do this. I didn't set a deadline date. I'm doing it for me. I'm getting myself back. So what I do, part of my process, and this was something a little contrary to what you said, but it's also contrary to what I did. I wasn't the kind of girl that would get on the scale every day, because why would I do that to myself? Well, why I would do that to myself is so I can check in on a daily basis, and so I can reward myself daily, so I can support myself daily, and so I can remind myself daily what I need to do. So I started weighing myself daily. I switched my workout from weightlifting to weights, but much more cardio. And the most important thing, in addition to weighing myself, is I write down everything I eat. I didn't do a particular diet because I'd done them. Somebody else's plan, some way of eating things to avoid, sugars or white bread, none of that stuff. Because it's not, I tried those before and failed miserably. And every time I failed, I felt less than, unable, inept, all of those things, to control something as simple as my girth. So I just thought, all right, I'm going to write down everything I eat. And if I could really write down that I ate 5,000 calories, so be it. But I could not. I also started cooking real food, food that I like, because I don't like a little bit of food. I want enough to be satisfied, not just enough to be pissed off. And so I start cooking vegetables and just really paying attention. And from November 1st to today, I've lost 20 pounds. I am not starved. I'm eating. I'm happy. And so I approach this new year for the first time in a very long time, if ever, really encouraged to go on, because I've not been depriving myself. And there is no mystery, no tricks, no pills, no shots, no nothing. Just paying attention in the process and supporting myself and celebrating the progress.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very encouraging story, and thank you for sharing it, and congratulations on your weight loss. And I love so many things that you said, because I guess one of the things I want people to know, and that I do follow a couple of other people on Facebook too that I really believe in and are doing it right, I think you should eat well and eat full. Don't starve yourself to lose weight, because I think that just is just horrifying to do that. But to eat what you like, if you can cut back on it, you know, eat smaller portions. The funny thing about the body knows when you're eating less, whatever it is you've been eating, they know, it knows that you're eating less of it, and it's going to lose weight. It's a pretty interesting thing, but that's the way our bodies work. So thanks for sharing that with us, and I know that that will offer a lot of inspiration. Let's get to this last S. Again, we've done say it like you mean it, take all roads leading to it, engage in everything you can related to it, pay attention to the process and the progress, and last S is see your success. You have to really believe you're going where you're going, or going to do what you're going to do. If it's, again, starting that business or starting that class or undoing something or whatever the case may be, see it yourself in your head. Dance around with it, repeat it in your head, see it in your head, put the picture on your PC or your phone or your laptop or on your bathroom mirror. And I know we're talking about the power of visualization, and I do believe that. I like vision boards and all of what they represent and what they will give to you to motivate you. So it's important, I believe, to see your success, not just in some type of way that you're just putting up pictures, but that they're feeding information back to you that says, believe that you can do this, believe that, that you can achieve this, believe that what you have said that you can do, this is it. You're looking at it.
You're absolutely right. This reminds me, and I guess it should come back full circle, of the first say it like you mean it. I don't believe that anything that we can conjure in our minds and our thoughts, even things that we see that we relate to, I don't believe that any of those things are out of reach. I actually believe that the things that we want us. And so what we have or what's happening when there's a recognition or a yearning is something that we are supposed to have, or an experience that we're supposed to experience, or things that we're supposed to achieve. So being able to see yourself and saying it like you mean it is really just changing your mind. You know, we are, as we've talked about on other shows, we are who we are and we do as we do in many cases because it's what we've been taught and we accepted it without question. But the mind is a wonderful, powerful, creative thing. And if you can tell you, if you can convince you that you can do a thing, that thing may as well roll over because it's done. For me, I'm ready. I was really ready to do a different thing, and it has been so incredibly easy. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've got many more pounds to go. But it has, I mean, and look, and you and I have even gone to a movie, and I had my popcorn without the butter. But and I wrote it down.
Which I knew was a major accomplishment for you.
Baby, can I tell you? Can I tell you? But I really do. I see, and this is just one thing, but this is a very popular one because it has so much to do with the face that we put to the world, our self-esteem, and all of that. The same thing, change happens when you change. It's really that simple. And when you are willing to make the change, that is the beginning. Again, you do say it. You take roads. You make things happen. You engage in every possible opportunity and options. You pay attention to the process and your progress. And not only do you see your success, you will see your success.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for being my guest and that you do, again, take the time to join in for Master Your Mindset because it would just never be the same without you. I appreciate you. You guys can check out Cassandra at CassandraMcShepherd.com. That information is on the Blog Talk Radio site for Foxology. It's easy to get there and click on. I also have her information. She is one of the panel hosts for Real Milwaukee that is on Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it's a very popular show, and I think you'll enjoy it if you have time to check her out online. It does stream online, so that's pretty exciting. Thank you again, Cassandra, and I want to thank all of you for taking the time to check out the edition of Foxology Today for 2016. I'm just very excited to be back in the loop, and I guess this is my reboot show, so I think it's pretty cool that you're here with me. I really appreciate you for listening, and just want to ask you a couple of things. If you could please go to my Foxology page on FB, on Facebook, and like the page and share it with your friends. You can also follow me at Silver Ray Fox on Twitter, and that'll keep you in the loop about things that I am doing as well. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show, 5 Steps to a Renewable Year. I want to wish you a happy new year once again, and I'm going to look forward to having you join me again next Monday at noon, and I'll have something else that's a nice treat for you as well. In the meantime, enjoy your day. Make it a great one. Look forward to talking with you next time.